like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. Without a soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and make it back home.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Can't wake up.
You are tuned in live to Road Warrior Radio this Thursday, November 19th, 2009, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And just, you know, interesting stuff. We'll play a clip here in a minute. It's so simple. What's happening is so simple. It's painfully simple. And if you have, I don't know, the faith of a child, I suppose, like the Bible says, I think you can see it. The writing's on the wall. We're going to play a clip in a minute. In the next segment, actually, we'll see if we can bang through something like the top 10 and 10 this time. And then we'll get down to brass tacks on what I was talking about yesterday. This is what I'm talking about, though. We'll play a clip. I predict by this time next year that the stimulus funds, the $1 trillion plus, will begin to be withdrawn. You probably know that little Timmy Geithner testified again on Capitol Hill today, defending policies, NPR reported. NPR's John Idstie reported, Y-D-S-T-I-E. I never can remember how his last name is spelled, but every time I hear one of his stories and I go looking for John Idstie, I can never find his stuff. Y-D-S-T-I-E. I don't know if you're like me, it matters. So for what it's worth, but this is what I mean. It's so simple. The TARP funds will be withdrawn. The stimulus, whatever is going to come out, it'll come out next year, I predict, by this time. I could be wrong, but I don't think so, because again, who's talking about things like the financial sector assessment program? But little Timmy Geithner alluded to it again today. I'll touch on that in the next segment, but I'm just going to paint in broad strokes right now. Next year, by this time, because the financial sector assessment program, which includes an audit of the Federal Reserve, remember, that no one's talking about, that parallels the same sound bites or the same central tenets of H.R. 1207 and S604. Isn't that curious? Do we really want what the IMF wants? Anyway, as soon as the final results, the comprehensive findings of the financial sector assessment program are released next year for the United States, at that moment, I believe at the worst possible moment, that's when the money will start getting sucked out of the system. And what causes collapse in a fractional reserve or a fiat system? Ours is not fractional reserve. There is no reserve. It's specious to say that banks need to hold something in reserve. They need to hold nothing in reserve, because the ones and zeros are worth nothing. Think about it. It's a total smokescreen. It's a bunch of nonsense. It maintains a certain amount of, it reduces volatility. I'll go with that, but it's nonsense, really. It's utter nonsense. When you realize that every Federal Reserve note is worth nothing, it has zero value, and the Federal Reserve even admits that. They don't really need to, banks don't need to really hold anything in reserve of substance or value, obviously. Anyway, the point is, by this time next year, I would bet the funds will come out at the worst, most least opportune moment. We'll be right back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Multitasking again. Too many things at the same time. So, a few stories. Let's see. While I'm doing this, why don't we play the clip that I was talking about? This is from NPR today, and it's the piece that I was talking about. It's titled "On Capitol Hill: Geithner Defense Policies" from today, NPR, by John Anstey. And there's more information in this, but this is a good beginning point, and we'll jump off from here. Go ahead, please.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner urged Congress today to pass financial regulatory reforms, but lawmakers were more interested in pressing the Treasury Secretary on the status of the multi-billion-dollar bailout. They expressed frustration with Geithner, and one Republican congressman even called for him to resign. As NPR's John Itzty reports, Geithner gave as good as he got.
The hearing before the Joint Economic Committee was billed as a status report on financial reform legislation, but there wasn't much attention to that topic. Early in the hearing, Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas recited a litany of the country's economic woes, which he blamed on the Obama administration. Then Brady did something rarely done in congressional hearings. He asked Geithner to step down.
The public has lost all confidence in your ability to do the job.
Congressman, if you look at any measure
of confidence in the financial system. It is substantially stronger today than when the President of the United States took office.
At some
time
point,
has expired. Mr. Hinchey's recognized
you have
for 5 minutes.
You have to take responsibility for your decision.
I take responsibility for anything I am part of doing. I'd be happy to that. What I can't take responsibility is for the legacy of crises you bequeathed
this
country.
This is your budget. This is your bailout. This is your stimulus. This is your act.
I take full responsibility for those with great
gentleman's
honor
time
and
has expired.
Another Texas Republican, Michael Burgess, stopped short of asking for Geithner's resignation, but he told the secretary he regretted that Geithner had gotten his job in the first place. And Burgess went on to urge Geithner to shut down the controversial $700 billion TARP rescue program, which the Obama administration inherited from the Bush White House.
No one believes right now that TARP is doing the job that it was set out to do.
I'm completely supportive of the basic proposition that we need to bring this program to an end as quickly as we can.
But the Treasury Secretary warned that shouldn't be done too soon. He said one of the big mistakes the U.S. made during the Great Depression and the Japanese made during the 1990s was removing emergency measures before recovery was well established. In fact, during the hearing, Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota, suggested the administration use $40 billion of the remaining TARP funds to get community banks to lend to small businesses that are starving for credit. The White House is considering that idea, but Geithner said one hurdle is that banks are afraid they'll look weak if they participate.
They are exceptionally reluctant, and because they feel that it's stigmatizing to come. And they
do you
feel
have to
that
call it TARP if you give them this money?
I would like to call it anything but TARP, and that would help.
On the issue of China's undervalued currency, Secretary Geithner took some heat from Democrats, including Senator Charles Schumer of New York.
Chinese currency manipulation was one of the major causes of the global economic downturn. Today, there are certainly hundreds of thousands and maybe even more Americans who are out of work because the Chinese are unfair and manipulate their currency.
President Obama's trip to China this week didn't appear to make any progress on the issue. Though the Chinese have suggested in recent months that they will end their currency manipulation in the future. Geithner would not be pinned down on when that might happen, but he was optimistic.
My own sense is not going to actually take that much time.
Geithner was also pointedly asked by lawmakers why the government had spent tens of billions of dollars paying off AIG creditors like Goldman Sachs in full when some creditors had been willing to take less. Geithner said not all creditors were willing to do that, and legally there was no middle road, so the government was forced to pay all of AIG's creditors in full to avoid a catastrophic failure. After his grilling on the Hill, the White House issued a statement praising Secretary Geithner's role in rescuing the U.S. economy. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
And there you have it. So much news, so little time. Let's see. Let me just review that real quick. That story, like I said, I would anticipate that. Well, you know, Geithner said before the Joint Economic Committee he would not support a permanent extension of the program. Naturally, government. He's asked about when they'll end the $700 billion bailout program. As I said, I predict by next year, in correlation with the final results of the financial sector assessment program, that will have catastrophic implications, by the way. And you look at the things that he said throughout this round of testimony, and it echoes everything that he said previously. He's not changing on anything, and he's very bold and brazen, I would say, if you understand what he's saying. I think that when the funds are withdrawn from the system, it'll have absolutely zero to do with any fiscal or financial reasoning, aside from being the worst, best possible economic moment, if you follow me, if you get what I'm saying there. So he says, we're winding it down, and we'll close it as soon as we can. As soon as we can. He doesn't want it to go on any a moment longer than it absolutely needs to. But again, at the worst possible moment, I would say he predicted the upward trend will continue. He said, you know, domestic GDP grew 3.5% last quarter. He predicted the upward trend would continue into 2010, but warned that comprehensive reform is needed to ensure continued stability and prevent another meltdown. To which I would respond, beware the W. See how you're getting faked out. Beware the W. And I'm not saying W, not Bush. Depression cycles. Okay? We're on the way back up. It's going to crash again. And you're seeing reports. In fact, if you go to the NPR piece titled On Capitol Hill, Geithner Defends Policies, you'll see related stories, related NPR stories. Yesterday, they ran the story titled Cheap Money May Lead to New Financial Bubble. Cheap money may lead to new financial bubble. Isn't that something? And by the way, yesterday they ran the story that government overpaid, grossly overpaid, in the asset purchase. And that's not a surprise. And on and on. And that story was kind of, there was a tag along today. Anyway, sure it will. Sure, cheap money will, not may, will lead to a financial bubble. We know it's plausible deniability plus predictive programming all in the same story, right? Anyway, continuing, he said, unfortunately, the regulatory regime that failed so terribly leading up to the financial crisis. Wait a second. Who installed, who recommended the suggestors, perhaps, from Basel? The regulatory regime that failed so terribly? Remember the Zimbabwe article that I mentioned from earlier this year where Zimbabwean, not even really economists, just people in general said, so you got these Western hegemonic international banking interests that have been suggesting over here that we do what they do in the Western world, and look how crappy it's worked out here in Zimbabwe. So the deregulationists implode our economy, then they show up and they want to regulate. It's exactly the same thing in this story. They warned us in Zimbabwe. Hey, we don't like it. It's not working out so well. These imperialist international bankers that told us deregulation was the way to go. Isn't that what happened here? Isn't everyone still lamenting? Don't we hear Glass-Steagall every day in the headlines with regard to these economic issues and things like that? The mess that Basel II and Mark to Market caused? Whose idea was that? Oh, it wasn't a good idea? Oh, okay, I know. Why don't we go with their next bad recommendation then, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. When does it end? So the guy who's part of the same group, remember, he's one of the insiders at the G30, among the other groups, right? Geithner, that is. Says the regulatory regime that failed so terribly leading up to the financial crisis, which was the regime that was recommended by the Bank for International Settlements, of course, their standards that have been adopted, their suggestions. And he knows good and well because he's part of that group. Regulatory regime that failed so terribly leading up to the financial crisis is precisely the regulatory regime we have today. And I would add, is precisely the regulatory regime you and your cronies recommended. How often would any of us in our right mind go to a doctor who said, you know, you have a heart condition. I think you should start taking stacker twos, 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 a day. You know, if you can just, you know, chew 4 or 5 of them up at lunch or something, maybe take a Jolt Cola with it and just, you know, slam them down. And if nothing happens, you know, if you don't start to feel healthier and your heart doesn't get stronger, maybe double the dose. Then you have a massive coronary, right? And then you go, are you going to go back to them again and again and again? This is what we're doing. Taking this kind of advice, it's insane. He went on to say that is why recovery alone is not enough to ensure the vitality of the strength and stability of our economy going forward. We must bring our system of financial regulation into the 21st century. And that's my point. Where is he going with that? What does it mean to bring our regulatory system into the 21st century? We'll talk about that more and get into the other.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I hope I'm wrong, but you know, everything just seems to be pointing in this direction, and I wonder, you know, we read Machiavelli. I might get into that in a little bit. Some consider that a wise prince, you know, he creates his own opposition. It's the Leninist concept. You know, the best way to control the opposition is to start it and lead it. How come nobody's asking questions? There's a lot of activity going on these days that I don't hear nearly enough, you know, chin scratching. I don't know about you. Maybe it's just me. I don't think so, but should be more chin scratching. What's your angle? How do we know? I mean, I always say nobody gets a pass, not even me. You can't get it right all the time, and sometimes you're off the mark, but you know, how do we know? Anyway. I'd be asking lots more questions, I think. Anyway, remember Bruce Weissman's articles that Canada Free Press published, speaking of the 5 points of the failed regulatory regime that BIS suggested? Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. His remarks, Geithner's remarks, you know, we need a an overhaul. We need to overhaul the way financial firms are regulated in a way that creates opportunity while reducing risk. And my question is, for whom on both accounts? Creates opportunity is ambiguous. Reducing risk is ambiguous. Anyway, then they mentioned Christopher Dodd's proposal that would create a single banking regulator, right? More czars, more control, and who would that person report to? To whom? Then this was interesting. This one keeps floating around. Treasury Department has proposed that the Federal Reserve be given the power to oversee the biggest firms. In his testimony, Geithner indicated that he is opposed to a proposal by some lawmakers that would give authority to a council of existing regulators. Do you know why that is? I can tell you exactly why that is. Because when the Fed is thrown under the bus, when the Fed becomes the sacrificial lamb, I wouldn't be surprised that it becomes. It won't go away. But, you know, we're going to cripple it, crush the Federal Reserve. Isn't that the sentiment we see floating around? But that's what's going to happen via the findings of the Financial Sector Assessment Program. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm certainly not an insider, but that's the way it looks to me. We're mounting and harnessing support to, you know, this vehement opposition to the Fed in anticipation of this moment. We're going to cripple it because it'll be handed greater regulatory authority than it's ever seen, and then suddenly that'll be offshored. That's the way it's looking. I mean, put 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 together. It's a breadcrumb trail of ones. It's only one each time. It's almost too simple. 1 + 1 + 1. The Treasury Department says the Federal Reserve should be given the power to oversee the biggest firms. Okay, the Treasury Department has also, out of Geithner's mouth, has said we're going through the Financial Sector Assessment Program. He's also the United States Governor of the IMF. He's also said that the United States is committed to its role in helping the IMF play its central role on the global stage. He's also said that we are committed to the purchasing power parity of the U.S. dollar. I mean, on and on. How many more ones do we need in the breadcrumb trail? First-hand testimony. It's not even a secret. I don't know. Like I said, maybe it's just me. So you look at that, and the translation to I was looking at another soundbite when he said no financial system can operate efficiently if financial institutions and investors – by the way, who are the investors in this scheme? If financial institutions and investors assume that the government will protect them from the consequences of failure. That was Geithner's words. When I heard that, my mind translated that slaves must foot the bill for the revision and revitalization of the hegemonic global Tontine Ponzi scheme. That's my translation. Anyway, we'll move on, but I don't know. That whole thing just made my skin crawl and my blood boil at the same time. Let's go to the phones real quick. Lester in Ohio, thanks for holding and staying up late. Welcome.
Yeah, well, I'm staying up late because I think it needs to be. But, you know, there is such a thing as Satan's system here, too, you know. And it's like I was telling Manny earlier, you know, I remember when I was a truck driver and I got sick on the road and my boss was broke down in Kentucky and I had a load to haul to Tennessee and there was two people there that were capable of taking delivering the load, but nobody would take it. I stopped and he had a gallon of whiskey there and I drank some of it, got pretty looped, and well, you know, I thought somebody else would do it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're going to move on down the road in a second, but Lester, do you have a point that pertains to the subject matter of tonight's broadcast?
Well, it depends. It pertains to the nation.
Okay.
Now listen, I drove 200 miles the wrong way. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Before I sobered up enough to take and realize I was going the wrong way, I had to drive back 200 miles. They can get back to 75, they can go back down south into Tennessee, out of Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the way our nation has went, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was sick, and I messed up, and I took and drank a bunch of liquor to take and try to take and knock my cold that I had, and so I drove, but I did end up getting the load there. But the thing is, see, the nation's done this, too. Now, maybe we need to back up, you know what I'm saying? Because, after all, you understand what the Constitution... And now, listen, let me play the devil's advocate here.
All right, quickly, because we need to move on.
Okay, because, after all, the nation ain't got time for me. And you ain't got time either. We've been conned into Satan's institution.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Let me con you. Listen, I'm playing
couldn't
the devil.
Agree more.
You've been conned into Satan's institution.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, how did Satan con you into his institution? How did he enslave you? How did
exactly
he take...
like I keep pointing out is would be my answer. Exactly like I keep pointing out, which is by the suggestors. Simple suggestions all the time.
Got time to listen. I went to a meeting tonight in my hometown here, and people don't have time to listen. Okay? You got conned. When the Continental Congress took over the United States, why were they ran out of Philadelphia at gunpoint? Because they tried to con the people in Philadelphia into worshiping them. Now, the Constitution was not written. It's not part of the Declaration of Independence, and it's not part of the Bill of Rights. It was not written by the same people. It was you were conned into their institution. You were conned, you turned from God and were conned into their institution. And the United States is one nation under Satan because he conned you into his institution.
Okay.
That's the bottom line of it. And unless America wakes up and goes back, just like I had to in my truck, and go back, unless you go back and get on the right road, you have not got, you're never going to get the load delivered. You're going to take and continue on down the, I mean, I could have drove to California if I wouldn't have woke up.
Okay, so quickly, what would you say we need to return back to? What would that look like in your words?
We need to return back. We need to go back to Philadelphia. I mean, after all, that's where this nation was established. It wasn't established in New York City. It wasn't established in Washington, D.C. These are institutions that were established by us being, as we went there, we got drunk and went there. We followed.
Okay.
If you don't understand these things, and you don't want to take and listen to these things, this is the Church of Philadelphia. It's not.
Well, you keep saying we're not listening, but you've been talking for several minutes, and this is not a very long broadcast, so we're listening.
I hope there's other people out there listening. You know, that's why I'm on here. I ain't expecting you to listen. And I don't expect
okay.
many. And it's like I went to a meeting tonight, and you know, I've been thrown out of a lot of places and a lot of meetings, and they all tell me, oh, this ain't no place for you to take and promote your agenda. It ain't my agenda.
I heard what you said. I appreciate the call, Lester. We need to move on. I appreciate your point. Thanks for the call. You too, Lester. God bless you too. And I really am interested. You know, this is maybe people every once in a while we get the words, you know, about free speech is whatever. This is an open forum. This is an open venue. And I didn't mention that we were taking calls tonight, but hey, that's what we're doing. We're all about the First Amendment, even though maybe you know, I've said it before. I understand. You know, I can see the point both ways. To me, there's duplicity in all of these things. I can argue that the duplicity in the Constitution both ways, and I've heard it, and I don't disagree with either side. The point that I would make, though, is okay. So we have a choice. What do we do? What do I do? And it's incumbent, I believe, upon each one of us to decide. And I believe, you know, if I follow you, Lester, I think you would say the same thing, maybe something along the lines of Joshua's words, right? You guys all need to decide what you're going to do. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Terry in Texas, thanks for staying up late. Welcome.
Well, it hasn't been an issue for me as far as staying up late. I've been stuck staying up late.
Okay.
Sorry to barge in on your picnic like this. I know
nope.
You don't usually take
not at all.
Calls and I try not to call at all. But, of course, you're talking about a subject, I mean, you know, like a lot of the program hosts that are on RBN, you know, they're just, you know, it's just hitting the nail right on the head, and particularly when it's certain areas, of course, when it's economics, it really strikes a chord with me because, obviously, I think that's the root, a big portion of the root, if not 90% of the root of the issue and the problems that, if that could be dealt with, then a lot of the problems would solve themselves. Certainly, you know, an abomination of differing weights and measures. But first off, I want to say I really like your program, Chris. I do. I called one time. I'll get back to the point at hand. I called my first-time caller. I had called one time and you were on a program with John Stadtmiller. And yes. I said it would be nice to get a bit, because it seems like, boy, you've done. See, now I'm trying to get caught up to speed these last couple of years, you know, and increase my knowledge. And so I've poured hundreds of thousands of hours trying to get caught up to speed, but I'm not obviously on the same level as you. Seems like you've done a heck of a lot of research. I don't know how you're juggling. Some of these people like yourself are juggling a job and doing a radio program and all this stuff and then just grabbing all this stuff. Literally, to me, it seems like you and Rick are just grabbing it off the top of your head out of thin air. I mean, it's just voluminous amounts of reading you must have done. So that's my one point. But to get back, I will try to keep it short because I'm very long-winded. I could go on myself too. But in regards to what you're talking about, as far as the financial part, if you, it's weird. There's two frauds really. You know, there's two frauds taking place. This financial fraud that's taking place, like you were saying about, which is so true, is, you know, they're the ones that create the problems. Problem reaction, and then they offer a solution. And then if you just look at, and then the other fraud that's taking place is, like for instance, right now I was just reading before I called you up late, looking in the New York Times, and they have a good article on here, and I've lost it about the FHA. It's called EV Loans in Expensive Areas. And after you read that article, amongst all the other articles, and knowing what I know about what's going on with the real estate market, you know, this whole financial system has already imploded, and it's almost like they caught it in free fall, and then they're reestablishing a whole new architecture in this financial arena and building it all back up again, yet instead of using, you know, cement and steel and something tangible, they're using wallpaper. They're rebuilding the whole architecture all over again, and when you read this, Chris, and as you know, I mean, I don't lose sleep over it, but it's so fraudulent, and then you think about it. There's then the other angle you look at it. All this stuff, like, you know, I've heard that a famous phrase or well-worn phrase about, you know, hidden in plain sight. This stuff is, to people who are awake, I read this, Chris, and I just, you know, I'm tearing at my skin. I'm just like, you got, I mean, the fraud that is taking place. You just want to be like, you do want to be like Job. You want to just, with a Job, just rent his sackcloth. You want to render your sackcloth because you're just so livid when you read this. That's the one level of fraud that's taking place. And then the other level of fraud, which keeps people like us in this dichotomy where you're just like you're locked into this psycho battle. I don't know, psycho battle is the word I'm looking for, but it is kind of a vicious self-imposed prison torture. Business. You can't get any traction with people when you try to explain even – make any headway with people and try to, you know, their eyes just glaze over. You can't even get, you couldn't even begin to discuss it as cogently and as as much as I lay it out, step by step, showing it all the way down, it just goes right over their head. So it's a double fraud.
You're definitely preaching to the choir because like I was saying, earlier, you know, one plus one plus one. I mean, you're right. It's not even difficult when you, something happens. Yeah. Something happens and it clicks and it drops in the slot and you say, it's simple. You know, and your point about the reading and stuff, I got to tell you, I mean, you're definitely preaching to the choir. And along that line, that's one of the reasons that I've been really reticent to publish just about anything lately, because There's so much out there. It's back to Quigley's words. You know, the best counter-espionage is not in withholding information. It's flooding people with information so that by the time they get the good stuff, it's too late to do anything with it.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to find a way to filter out the noise and get down to only signal, a little bit of signal. And when I can do that, I'd be glad to maybe point people to some other stuff. But, you know, like you're saying, the only way that it happens is just being able to pour over stuff and glance and say, oh, wait a second, there's something there. So
they're building this huge fraud, architectural fraud, this illusion, and then you read this piece and you and I can see it, and then I read this piece on it several times. They don't even, like you said, Chris, it is true, like Quigley said, they don't even care. It's right here in your face, right in your face, telling you that, yeah, we're not only doing the fraud, we're going to tell you right to your face you're doing the fraud, and that nobody wants to listen to it.
It's as bad as it's like watching a Jedi mind trick right before your very eyes, right? You know, these are not the droids you're looking for. These are not the droids we're looking for. It's that easy. Tim Geithner says, you know, we're going to – I mean, you're right. It's like watching the piece that you mentioned is from, what is it, Back to Business, called Easy Loans in Expensive Areas in the New York Times.
Yeah, you saw that article.
Yeah, propping up the real estate market. It's like sticking an adrenaline needle in the heart of someone with congestive heart failure. You know, you got collapsed valves, you got clogged arteries and stuff. I know, let's stick an adrenaline needle in there and just leave it that way. We're not going to do anything to fix it. We're just going to wait until the heart explodes, and then we'll fix it later. Wait
They're
a second,
building,
that's
this,
not...
I don't know. You know, I'm trying to, you know, and if you extrapolate this out to me trying to decide how this all thing's going to play out, you know, they're saying they're going to let the Arab graduate out of the way I see it, and I may be wrong. I hope there's not other callers. I'm not taking up too much of your time, but it seems to me by the time they get done imploding all of these things they backstopped, Chris, there'll be nothing but smoke and ashes left.
And that's pretty much the idea. It's not, you know, from what I see and what I read, I don't think it's going to go down all the way down to the nubs like everybody thinks. I was saying, I don't know, 2 years, almost 3 years ago, that I think within 12 to 18 months of now, what I was saying 2 years ago, I wouldn't be surprised if a loaf of bread was $100. But I don't think it's going to get that bad, or certainly not beyond. It's not going to be the hyperinflation that we've heard about. They keep talking about parity. And parity is just bringing us down to a point that we can't live without the global neighborhood. Everyone, everywhere in the whole global neighborhood is going to have to lean on each other. And that's where we're headed, I think, in the United States. And once we're crippled to the point beyond repair, then, you know, then we'll start to really see the push for things like a true, what most people envision as a one world currency. Until then, SDR, basket of currencies, you know,
well,
crippling,
then that, wouldn't that
reduction
go with,
in person.
Wouldn't that go with the theory, if you were using the analogy of a balloon, there's one of two ways to get air out of a balloon. You're going to either let the air out slowly, or you're not able to judge at one point where the balloon can take any more pressure, and then all of a sudden it explodes. The whole thing explodes, which is what they could do. And that would be, see, if it explodes, to me, is I would think of it, the whole system collapses. Then you do have lots of major dislocation, lots of disenfranchisement, you know, lots of civil unrest. Probably you have a society that's much more malleable and much more desirable to want to accept, you know, these SDRs or a different type of, you know, you're able to therefore bring in another system much easier because the first one completely imploded, and there's any solution that comes along is much more tenable.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of that, and that's an interesting point, as you were saying that, I'm thinking that in the last 10 to 15 years, my head is dizzy from the boom and bust cycles. But NPR ran another piece today talking about half a million, I think it was NPR, half a million people in the United States are, I forget, what was it? Something about having food issues or something. How did they phrase that? Something about basically the, you know, half a million homes in America are starving.
Mm-hmm.
We're having starvation issues right here in America. Anyway, you know, yeah, and the point is, you know, back to Saul Alinsky's words from Rules for Radicals, Obama, you know, it's nothing new, you know, Machiavelli, pick any one of them, you know, this current phase of warfare. And if people don't know, the war is here. It's on American soil. It's not over in the Middle East or anywhere else for that matter. Sure. That's a whole different animal, but there is a war here. And as Patrick Jordan has said on with Dr. Carley, he's right. I love the way he says it. America, your government has been weaponized against you. It is a war here. Look at what these guys are doing. Look what Geithner's saying. Look at the trial, the moment that the trials are convened for the Guantanamo detainees. I mean, it's just everything. Every possible worst case scenario that can happen always happens. You can't get those kind of odds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Very good.
Anyway, we're going to a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Final segment. Holy cow. Final segment already. It's a great point. Terry, I appreciate the point. I appreciate the point. It's great information. Lester, same thing. Great point, you know. There's so much more. I'm going to get in so much trouble if I don't hurry up and mention the winner. The winner of today's RBN giveaway. Man, so much going on. Anyway, today's winner, I hope you're listening, Clay Childs. Clay, you have won two. I got to sign up for this. 2 half-ounce 0.999 fine silver from Open Currency. Speaking of the guys over there at the American Open Currency Standard, which is opencurrency.com, by the way. And you know what they say? You heard the commercial earlier, probably, right? Go local, buy local. Barter is better. And Clay, your two tokens can be circulated in the 26,000 merchant strong barter network. You've probably heard, right? The AG Trading Post, the nation's first store that refuses Federal Reserve notes. And that is the answer. Just like Terry was saying, you know, I mean, the founders echoed that sentiment. Franklin, that was probably the prime cause of the revolution, right? Anyway, AG Trading Post located in Dallas, Texas, and coming soon to a town near you. The first store that refuses Federal Reserve notes. Fantastic. Opencurrency.com. Anyway, congratulations, Clay. Man, what a great deal. And if you aren't signed up, by the way, go to republicbroadcasting.org. And on the homepage, I haven't looked today, but I'm sure it's still there. Right beneath the rotating news should be actually beneath the Continental Congress live. It says, I will be announcing the winner. See that? Almost got in big trouble there. But seriously, though, you can click on the either one of the front image, the what do you call it, the front and the obverse, I think is what it is, on the holiday giveaway there, and sign up to be the lucky winner. So, like I said, congratulations, Clay. Anyway, so much stuff. Man, the thing that I was thinking about, the news piece, was NPR's story titled, More Families Going Hungry in the U.S. Apparently 500,000 households are food insecure and suffering from hunger. Anyway, I also thought it was interesting. They ran a story called Assessing Decades 50 Important Recordings, and there's a deal by Tom Moon. He's the author of 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die. I wonder if Ralph Winterode is in there. I wonder if Jack Otto's in there. I wonder if some of these broadcasts John has been doing lately with the authors of They Own It All, including you, are in there. I wonder if Lee Brobst is in there. I wonder if some of those people are in there, you know? 1,000 Recordings to Hear Before You Die, and there are many others before that. How about Bill Cooper? And many, many more. Anyway, what else do we have time for in the closing moments? There's one that I can't go away without mentioning. Did you see the DHS press release today? Secretary Napolitano announces, you can find this at DHS.gov, by the way. Today's press release, November 19th. Secretary Napolitano announces rule. What would Ralph say about that? Rule proposing permanent global entry program. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano today announced the publication of new proposed rule. What would Ralph say?
With recent